Hi there, good evening, and welcome to the Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. How are you all doing out there in Radioland? If it is the Psychic Playground, and if it's me, Jay Varvel, it must be Wednesday at around 4 p.m. Pacific. And please forgive me, I am a little late getting on the air. And it's today's topic. We're going to have the proverbial run around the topic of Mercury retrograde. And it's my fun way to talk about Mercury retrograde. And I'm not an astrologer, but I am a follower of astrology. I am a researcher, a learner. I'm a student, better said. And I pay attention to it because it helps me understand oftentimes what I'm feeling on an intuitive level, on a psychic, empathic level. It helps me sometimes understand the cosmic energies. It gives me helpful ways to put words to what I'm feeling sometimes. And it also, in the way of the moon, following the moon, it's really helped me get to know the ins and outs of how the different cosmic forces and influences feel when they are being impressed upon us. And so today, thank you, Mercury retrograde. I had my Mercury retro shade experience where I was coming home with Watson. He went to the groomers and it was time for him to get his hair's cut, his fur cut, and also get a wash. And of course, it's Los Angeles, so there was traffic, and I was running a little bit behind, and I knew I was cutting it close. And at first, Waze said I was going to get home at 3:50, and which is plenty of time for me to get in, get on the computer, post my post, and also get my computer fired up and ready to broadcast. And then it was 3:51. And then 3:52, and then it was like 3:55, and I was like, oh no, here we're going into late territory. And then it was 3:58, and I was like, oh dear. So I was like, okay, what can I do? So I was able to get on Facebook. I was able to make the banner post. I was able to let y'all know, if you happen to be aware of the Facebook post and the Facebook chat, that I was going to be a little bit late. And if not, if you've never heard of our chat, we have a private Facebook group chat that is happening simultaneously with our live radio broadcasts. And you can absolutely come and join in by going to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com, and clicking on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. That opens up a brand new window, but with the same name. It's a private Facebook window, but the group is the same name, 12 Radio. And just send over an invitation. We'll make sure that you get approved and accepted while we're live on the air. And then you will see my banner at the top of the page, and it's the Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel. And in the comments section is where the conversation is happening. So come on over, say hello, let me know that you're listening in, let me know if you have any questions. We're going to get to readings during the second half of the show, and in the meantime, we're going to talk about this whole idea of Mercury retrograde, and how to apply a general principle to this cosmic force that happens, or this cosmic phenomenon, I'll call it, that happens a few times a year. And so all that to say, back to the experience, back to being late. So I was able to make the post, let you all know. And hello, my mom, Daylene. She's joining us from Washington State. She says, hi, honey, and everyone. Hope you all have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much, Mom. We're so grateful that you're here. I'm glad that you're listening in. And please tell my sister, Crystal, and brother-in-law, Garrett, and all the fur babies, hello. And I'm sending my love to all of you, and the chickens too, by the way. Sending my love to all of you guys up in the Pacific Northwest. And Pamela, hi Pamela, she's joining from the Northeast. It's great to see you, Pamela. You're already into the evening, more late into the evening. We're just getting started over here on the West Coast. It's so great to see you today. I'm so grateful that you're here. She says, hooray, it's Jay. And I say, hooray, it's Pamela. Thank you for being here, Pamela. And thank you for listening in. And I'm so grateful that you're here to be a part of the show. And Renee, same. I'm so grateful you're here as well and that you're a part of the show. She has a happy Wednesday, happy dog. And I need to make like some kind of GIF of Watson where I can post him when he's all fresh and clean and where he can get like a, what do I want to call that? Where he can get like a fresh, where you can, I'm trying to say too many things at once, but where you can see him fresh and clean after he's been groomed is what I'm trying to say. But in a cool format, like Renee's posted, if you happen to be a part of the chat, she has a fun GIF. And Raven, Miss Raven, it's great to see you. She says, Wizard J, yay. And I'm excited that you're here. Raven and I team up on a couple of things, one of them being radio. And tomorrow we have a show called Backstage Pass. It's at 9 a.m. Pacific. And we have different personalities of the 1-2 world come on. And we've had this particular person on before, and she's an amazing guest. We always get into a really fun conversation, and we're going to be welcoming back to the show, back to the big show, Kelly Whetstone. Kelly Whetstone is going to be coming on, and she's going to be talking all about her new set of classes, their empowerment classes, and she has this very extensive what do I want to call it? Like, it looks like a syllabus almost. Like, I remember going back to school, like in college. But very similarly, I feel like she's creating a whole system over at 1-2 Academy. That's part of the 1-2 world. It's 1-2academy.com. And I'm going to play her commercial. She's made an infomercial. We'll play that before the show. So you'll be able to learn a little bit about it from a general perspective. And I know she talked more about it during her show this week, which was tremendous. And I just want to say one of the things that she mentioned at the end of her show this week, and I can't remember who the quote was by. I'm going to have to go back and listen. And I'm going to paraphrase. And it was something to the effect of, it isn't so much... Well, let me boil it down this way because I can try to explain it or I can just get to the point. The point is connection, and our connection is really, really important, and our connection to the divine, how we plug in, that's what's important. And if we can plug in and we know that and we can rely on that, that's everything. And that was just such a reassurance to me because it's the way that I have seen it for a very long time. But it's hard to totally trust that that's enough or that I haven't, you know, that there isn't more to discover. And I'm sure there's more to discover. But from the standpoint of I'm not missing anything, you know, I don't want to be missing anything. I know you guys don't want to be missing anything. And so I'm all over the place. But speaking of Mercury retrograde, coming back around to Mercury retrograde and our show tonight, Mercury Retro Shade. Oh, my gosh. Tongue twisters today. But I'm coming home, and there's a lot of traffic on the freeway already. It's Los Angeles, no surprise, but we would have made it. But then there was an accident, and the accident happened to be on the exit that I got off for my place here with Alan. And so the whole exit was blocked. I thought it was just like, you know, one lane was blocked off, but no, the whole exit was blocked off, and I was just... grateful that I wasn't the one that was trying, and I'm not saying that this person was, but that I wasn't the one impatient trying to force my way through or be in a hurry and then cause an accident that ended up closing the exit down. And I was just grateful that I was able to take the time and not get too in my head about having to go to the next exit and come back. And that it was more, I was more able to apply the general principle that I want to, that I mentioned at the top of the show, and this is it. And that is ask, why is this happening for me instead of why is this happening to me? Or being so quick to blame Mercury retrograde. Like, oh God, Mercury retrograde's out to get me. Ah! And I don't want to, I want to just say, because I'm on both sides here, people, I'm a Libra, Libra moon, so of course I am, that I notice technical stuff coming up. I'm a producer here at 1-2 Radio, and I get on the computer all day, in the morning especially, getting myself on the air or getting somebody else on the air that's part of the 1-2 world. And I know the difference between when things run smoothly and then when all of a sudden the computer screen that's normally there isn't there like it's supposed to be, or the computer program that's you're used to working a certain way isn't working that way, or the music is playing weird all of a sudden. So those things happen outside of Mercury retrograde. But I've already noticed them happening often while we're in Mercury retrograde. And I do notice there is an uptick of them. And so I can, again, get into like be a victim to it, or I can find it fascinating, which I do. I take more of the observer role and just I playfully observe like the Fool tarot card. I stay in my curiosity about it, and I use it as an opportunity to be appreciative of where I'm at and what's going on with me. And then also, if I happen to see an aha moment, like a gem of a piece of wisdom come in, then I'm also available for that too. And then I'm not so busy rushing around that I miss the gems of life, that I miss the gems that the Holy Spirit wants to communicate. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say about this Mercury retrograde. I don't feel like this group is like too much like the sky's falling. But I do feel like it's easy to forget that we are the power in our world, and it starts from us, and it's from our energy from the inside out. And yes, there are these external influences and these external forces, but at the same time, you are the power in your world. And so even though we might be going through a phase that you might find difficult or challenging, it's back to ask your higher self, ask the Holy Spirit, please show me from your eyes why this is happening for my benefit. Please show me through your eyes how this is happening for me, not to me. And I don't mean to make it like a cliche either. I really do mean engage with your intuition, engage with your higher self, engage with your soulfulness. Whatever words you want to use, you know what it feels like when you feel real connected and plugged in. And when you're in that space, that's an opportune time to ask questions and open up a dialogue and see what kind of answers come back at you. And then if you need help, I'm available over at 1-2-listen.com. And there is a whole host of other advisors that are available 24/7. And we're all very good at what we do. And we're all very good at very unique and specific things. So it's really an awesome collective of support and help. And all of us are willing to and will go above and beyond to do what we can to help you out. So that's number one. Number two, this is the value of seeking out a mentor, somebody that you value their what they're doing in the world, that you value how they present themselves and how they show up as far as their actions in the world, their integrity, their reputation, and not like getting caught up in the their reputation and over putting meaning to it or ascribing meaning to it. But also it's part of, you know, looking at what someone's about. But seeking out a mentor that's further down the road in life than you with what you're up to and what you're doing, that could be of service, that could be of help. Also, a trusted friend, trusted family members are also great. A therapist is also another great person to be able to work out your life situation with somebody that is completely focused on you and your situation. And much like, me and my situation growing up, where I have had my intuition and my psychic abilities my whole life. I haven't been able to trust and rely on them like I do now, but I've had them my whole life. I've been having experiences my whole life, and in that I've been learning this whole time. I had a point. Oh boy, guys. It went. It was there, and now we got to see if it's going to come back, circle back around. Wow. It just really went in one ear and out the other. So I know when it comes back, I will check in on and finish that thought. And then we'll get in on readings, which I'm very excited about. And I also want to talk about the changes that are happening over at 1-2 Radio. Kat has moved over to Mondays, and she is now in the show after Mark. Christina LaFrance has taken some time off, and while that spot is open, Kat has moved already into that spot. She had her first show this week, and Miss Peggy with Oh My Angels is going to be taking that Tuesday spot, and she is going to start next week. She's a little bit under the weather, and she wasn't going to be able to start this week because she wouldn't have a voice to be on the radio with. And so it's really important that she gets her voice back. And so she'll be starting next week with Oh My Angels at 8 a.m. Pacific on Tuesday. And Kat is on 9 a.m. now after Mark on Mondays. And you may notice on the schedule that it says 8 a.m. Mark and 8 a.m. Kat. And they both can't be on at the same time. Well, maybe they could. I guess I could simultaneously put them on at the same time, but you would not be able to hear what the heck they were talking about. So Mark is still at his 8 a.m. time spot, and Kat is at 9 a.m., and Mark is working on getting that banner changed. It should be changed here shortly, and you'll see all those changes reflected. Some of them are already reflected on that new banner. Don't you love the new background? And then I have one more announcement about changes. And my partner Alan and I, we have a show called Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles with Jay and Alan. And we use it as an opportunity to talk all about relationships. And not only from our own experience, but like from the experiences that we're seeing with our clients, and an opportunity for us to talk to you and with each other about the tips and tricks that come from life experience and engaging with a lot of different kinds of people. And we get into different kinds of relationship topics. It's been a lot of fun. And right now it's going to be going on hiatus. We're not going to be doing any new shows for right now. We're going to regroup. We're going to rebrand. And once we're ready to, once we have our branding, better said, I'll let you all know when we're going to come back on the air. And in the meantime, we really appreciate you all listening in and being a part of our journey. Those shows are still available on demand for about a month. So if you have any favorites, you'll want to download those from the website, 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. So Karen is joining us. Hi, Karen. It's great to see you. She says, hi there. And there's a cute dog with a waving hi. Super cute. And Marina. Hi, Marina. She says, hi, Jay. It's great to see you. Thank you for being here tonight and being a part of the crew. And Pamela says, I need to go to the groomers too, LOL. I do too. I need to go to the groomers that handles the feet, the pedicurist. My feet can use some love, I can tell you that. Excuse me. Let me clear my throat. Okay. So it's time for mini energy readings. And this is your opportunity to put in your request in the chat. Just say, hey, Jay, I would love for you to pull a card for me. And I'll pull a card and do a general read. Or you can put a question in and I'll pull a card for your question and see what comes through. And this is your opportunity to put that in the comments now. And I'm going to give you all a chance to do that. And I'll refresh here in just a minute. In the meantime, I want to remind you of the gratitude board that is happening over on 12listen.com. That's the sister site to 12radio.com. That's where we have all of our advisors, where you can get one-on-one support. There's also the gratitude board, and it's there on the front page near the bottom left-hand side. And it's a place for you to put all the things that you're grateful for. And you can also use it in a very magical way to help with your manifestations. You can put what you're great or what you're wanting to manifest. You can put that there in present tense as if you've already manifested it and use that as an opportunity and a place to get your intentions magnified and energized by all of us advisors tuning in to your gratitude list, to the whole gratitude list of all the people on 12. We're in this together. All right, so please take advantage of that. And then you can find me weekly over on 12listen.com. And if you don't happen to see me online and you're looking for me, please don't hesitate to use the schedule an appointment button. I will do my best to make myself available right away if I know you're looking for me. And that's all I got in the way of announcements for today. Let's jump into readings. Readings. Who wants a reading? Reading Wednesdays. Reading Wednesdays. I feel like I'm on like the public whatever it's called, the public broadcast station where they would do their little those fundraisers, the call-a-thons, the telethons, that's what I'm thinking about. And then I'm also, for some reason, thinking about Mr. Rogers. So this Mercury retrograde has me all over the place, is what I gotta say. So I'm gonna get grounded here, back in the comments with you all. And Renee Andrews says, was it about Mercury? Was it about Mercury? I'm not sure in which way you're referring, but I do. Today's show is about Mercury retrograde, the one that we're in, and I like to address it from the standpoint of Mercury retro shade, having fun with just the whole idea, you know, just this whole idea that we make as a collective conscious around Mercury retrograde and what happens. And like how fun we can have it if we want to blame Mercury retrograde, or if we just want to notice the cosmic influences, notice the change. And Jane says, take a deep breath, turn your head to the right and again to the left to recall your thought process. I love that, Jane. I'm going to have to give that a try. And honestly, I'm surprised it hasn't circled back around because usually it comes right back. But it hasn't yet. But I'm going to have to try that next time. I like that. And Mark. Hi, Mark. It's great to see you. Talk about Mark. He's the creator of the whole 12 world. And he says, yay, gratitude board. Grateful for the shout out, Jay. You're welcome. I'm so grateful that you're here with us today listening in. And we appreciate you making the change to the board and to the schedule. And I know Kat is excited to be over with you back on Mondays. I know that back in the day, she followed you. And so even Mercury retrograde, that, you know, some could say that Mercury retrograde has brought that back around. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I don't know. I'm not the official astrologer to say. But I did notice. I did notice. And Karen says, I figured something out about my childhood last year. I really want to put it to rest. How will I accomplish this? All right, that feels like a very big question. But let's pull a card and see what comes through here. What are the some ways that you can look at it right here, right now, that could be helpful? Focused. I feel like laser light focused, so helpful in that way. But also knowing that it's one part of a bigger process. That's the first piece of intuitive guidance, is to really understand what you're facing is a multidimensional process that looks like a multidimensional chess game. If you've ever watched Star Trek Next Generation, they have a 10 forward. And on the 10 forward, they have this multidimensional chess game in a visual form. But for me, I'm seeing it as a intuitive symbol to remind you that this is a process that is going to be linear in the sense of how it plays out in your life. But also, it's not going to be in the order that your brain thinks it's going to happen. It's important to really be plugged into your intuition for the step-by-step guidance. So that way you're getting the guidance from your intuition on how to make the change in the moment now, and the difference of like that choice that needs to be made, or choices or actions or both, versus replaying out a pattern from the past, knowingly or unknowingly, that just sets in motion another time around the spiral. And so right now the card for you is the White Witch, and the caption is "Be the Light." Be the Light. This is from the Angels and Ancestors card deck from Kyle Gray. And there is a beautiful barn owl on the card, and I'm noticing a beautiful moth. And both of them relating to the shadow. And it's interesting that this is a white witch. And I feel like what message I'm getting for you is there's a merger point, a balance point between your light and your dark, and what happened in your past, and now how to bring closure to that time in your life while also honoring it at the same time, so you can move forward in confidence, in peace, in knowing that you've done right by your inner child, but also that you're not spending too much time thinking that you need to bring too much energy or too much time to closure, because that's not going to be where you find your ultimate resolution, where you find your ultimate joy and happiness from a mind, body, spirit perspective. It's going to be in the balance point between your light and your dark, and also where you engage your spiritual side, but where it meets with the physical world. So it's like not getting lost in the spiritual world, but also not like turning your back on the spiritual world and only being super physical either. It is, again, finding that in between. And I feel like the symbol of the owl is here to help you continue to see in the dark, so you can find your way in the dark and dispel your fears around that process, or how that has been, or how it has to be, releasing yourself, how the has to be's, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And also the moth, also being a symbol of transformation, and comes out mostly at night, and drawn to the light. There's a part of you that no matter how dirty, so to speak, you might get or feel, there's going to be a part of you that's always going to have your connection to the light. Like you can't put it out. You can't diminish it. Can't go away. It can feel distant, but again, that's just a feeling and a perception. So I feel that there is a lot of mental growth that you've gone through, and now it's a matter of how does it apply? How does it fit to these patterns that have been with you your whole life? and how are they the key to how you move past them? And or incorporate them to no longer see them as stumbling blocks, roadblocks, or challenges, but as companions that are along for the ride, but that are helpful companions. Where you're able to see the parts of you that you might have tried to hide in the past, but that now you can see it from a different perspective. And you can also see it that it's not as dark and scary of a part of you than you might have originally thought from the beginning. All right, Raven was looking for a card. Raven, your card is Traveler. Move in a new direction. Move in a new direction. And there's even a map on this card that's like in the background of a woman figure, and she looks like a world traveler, like kind of a bohemian traveler, someone that you might encounter going through Africa or somewhere in the Middle East. And but I'm mostly tuned into the map, and I'm just seeing a potential move for you. Like an unexpected move, but something that will actually, at the end of the day, help you in the long run, and to a place that might have, at first glance or first thought, seemed like, ooh, that can't be. That if you look at it from another perspective, there are opportunities that far exceed the parts that at first glance seemed impossible to deal with, or like energy drains or energy sucks that just seemed like too much to have to handle to even consider going to such locations. So I can talk to you more offline about more specifics, but right now I just feel like a potential move is up for you in location, and this is an opportunity for you to really look at that. In a perfect world, where would you want that to be? Just dreaming real big. And then also looking at it from the standpoint of the physical feasibility factor, like how, like the part of what, like the more of the, I'll call it the grounded realistic view. And just see what spirit kind of shows you as the possibility. I just see that there is like some stretching to do with your mind. All right. So Karen says, haha, I grew up near Mr. Rogers. That's super cool. He'd be an awesome neighbor, the ultimate neighbor. Renee says, what should we be expecting with Christina, my niece Rachel's daughter, comes to visit on the 10th. There has been some tension between her and her daughter. And her name is Krista, not Christina. It's okay. That autocorrect. That damn autocorrect. All right. Let's see, Renee and her niece. So part of it is she is a free spirit. She is a free spirit energy. She's a like, I would even go and say that she has like a wild child kind of energy in her. And it's because she's got a lot of she's just very energetic. Like she's very, there's a very, like a high voltage energy that moves through her. And she doesn't always know what to do with it or where to put it. And so I feel like that's like an ongoing issue for her. I feel like that's going to continue to happen as she grows up. It's going to be something that she's going to continue to have to learn. And right now, part of the tension is her mom has some ways that could be helpful, and you have some ways that could be helpful, and she doesn't want to hear it or doesn't want to see it because your family, and how would you know? And it's that's there's a typicalness to that, but I also feel like on a deeper level, it's more about her. She's in a phase in a chapter of her life where she's finding her independence. And because she has that wild child energy, she can't do, especially if I'll say it this way, like if you give her really good guidance or really good advice, and even if she asks, so, you know, it's wanted guidance, wanted advice, but it's not really taken. Part of the issue with her is in her rebelliousness, in her rebellious attitude, and her need to be different. If you give her a really good idea, she might not be able to apply it at first because that rebellious side of her needs to be different, needs to show up different, needs to show that she's got her way too, even if it's not a better way. So I just get that there's a lot of needing to prove herself. She, like, whether that's true or not, I just feel like she feels like she needs to prove herself, and she acts out in that. I don't feel like it's going to be as much as it was last time, but it's going to come up, and I feel like the best way that both of you can remain calm when that's happening, and not be reactive to that energy when it's coming up in her the best you can. That's going to be what helps take down the intensity in those heightened situations. And I do feel she's going to be more open to guidance, but I feel like what would honestly be beneficial is if you both gave her more time to talk and to share. I don't feel like she's always willing to do that, but it feels like this time she will be. And this is an opportunity to hear from her words a different side of what's going on that could be helpful. I do feel it would be helpful to set an intention that you want to have a different kind of experience with her. And just be real clear with your intentions on that. Makes sense. She is an Aries and an adult. Well, there's still a wild teenage version of her in there, even though she's an adult. And it makes sense, that fiery energy. I do feel that. And I do feel that, you know, gets her into hot water. Because it's just comes across as more abrasive and short, less thoughtful, more airy. But at the same time, I feel she is going to be willing to listen a little bit more. But I do feel you both being the elders in her life, you leading the way will go a long way. And I know that's like, you know, there's a risk there. But I just see there's a value in trying to do your best not to see it through the eyes of the past, to determine how it's going to go forward, but to be open to there being a different way than how she's been, but also not being surprised if she's exactly how she's always been. All right, Karen says, thank you, Jay. Yes, a process. Yes, it is. Usually one that takes far longer than we anticipate, but the multidimensionality part, we can suddenly gain ground in ways that surprise us. It's just a matter of continuing to keep going and to trust our connection and to trust that next best step. All right, Pamela. Earth Guardian, stay rooted and grounded. So I feel like that one of the things that comes with this card is you feel the weight of the world on your shoulders. Like, I feel like you feel the weight of the world from the standpoint of taking on a lot of work. You do that a lot at home, taking on the responsibilities of the house and your family. And then also when you look out in the world as far as the government and just how your local community operates, I just feel like you are very plugged in on an intuitive, energetic level, very empathic level, that all the goings on around you on Earth, at home and on a more global scale. And it's a really an amazing gift and ability, but it's also can be one that can be overwhelming and stressful because we personally can control our own world, our own sphere of influence to a degree, how we show up, how we respond. But I have not much control other than my co-creative vote with what goes on in the rest of the world. And I feel like you a lot of times forget how much is up for you to be a part of, and then how much is like extra or excess, too much. And I just feel like there's new lines being drawn. And this Mercury retrograde cycle is going to really help you, Pamela, to make different choices that will help you out of the patterns, those patterns that just keep happening over and over again, to be able to start to see where you cannot put so much attention into paying attention so much to what's going on in the world around you, especially like the stuff that's going on the other side of the world or even the other side of the country, because it is the kind of thing that when you pay too much close attention, your empathic sensitivities get in on it, and it's like it becomes an energy suck. And then you have less energy to put towards what's going on right in front of you. So part of it is noticing the distraction of it all. Part of it is noticing like how much you want to know. But it's also then looking at how can you engage with finding out news and staying on top of what's going on without it being so much time consuming and also emotionally taxing and depleting. And part of that is spending more time in nature, especially now during the summer months. Well, you can still be outside, bare feet in the grass or in the sand or in the water, even better when you can. And little bits more often are better than trying to just have a one-day grounding party where all you do is grounding, even though that would be amazing too. But it's finding little moments here and there in your day in and day out life to ground, to connect, to learn how to bring it into your day-to-day while you're out in the world. Just see what happens when you're more aware of your grounding. That is your homework for this week. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and joining me live this wonderful evening. I enjoy my time with all of you here on One Two Radio. And as I said, I am available over on our sister site, onetwolisten.com, when I'm not on the radio. And I just want to make sure that I'm not missing anybody in the comments. I'm out of time on the readings, but I want to thank each and every one of you for being here with me and participating. I'll be back next week with a whole brand new show. And don't forget, tomorrow is going to be Backstage Pass. Raven and I are going to be interviewing Kelly Whetstone, and talking about empowerment. Kelly Whetstone talking about empowerment. And then don't forget, Raven's on later tonight with Raven's Rabbit Hole. And before that is Oliver. He's continuing his manifestation series. And then right now, coming up next, is Ginger with Heart Matters. So I want to thank you again. Oh my goodness, I love you all so much. Please stay cool out there. Drink lots of water. And one more thing. I am, if you are in the Los Angeles area, available for in-person readings over at Rock Paradise on Saturdays. It's called Rock Paradise. It's over in Canoga Park, and that's happening Saturdays from noon to 5. You can send me a message if you're interested. That's only for those that are in the greater Los Angeles area. All right, that's it for now, everybody. Bye.